What up, beautiful people? It is your boy, the Sex Mechanic, your man, the Sex Mechanic, aka Gene Simenois, aka Mr. Born to Explore, aka Confer. Look at me, I'm messing up my AKAs, man. I already had a drink earlier, so I'm a stutter a little bit. But aka Mr. Confident Creator, aka The Exception, aka I Did It My Way. And you are tuned in for another episode of the Sex Mechanic Podcast, where we talk about dating, sex, and situationships. Today, you might see that I have a different setup going. I'm on my semi-new couch, and I figured tonight we do a little different. We're trying a different night. We'll go ahead and try a different type of vibe and setting as well. So kind of on the couch, comfort and chilling is kind of the vibe we're going for. I got a drink already, obviously, which I want to see what everybody else has going too. Like, what's everybody else drinking on? In my newly designed, custom design, by the way, Black Nomad mug. And I got rosé cider mixed with some Brut. So some sparkling wine, very dry sparkling wine with some rosé cider is what I got going on. So hopefully you got your drinks as well. And tonight we're doing it different on a lot of different levels. Different night, different seating arrangement. Also, we have the call-in option tonight. People can actually call in to the podcast and actually ask me questions or make comments and join in the conversation by phone. I will be able to talk to you, and everybody out there will be able to hear you and you know, hear what you got to say as well. So yeah, that's gonna be exciting. I'm excited about that. I really am. Excuse me, got a little gas from the rosé cider. But yeah, so welcome back to episode number 28. We're in December now. Hopefully everybody had a great holiday last week. You ate as much as you could, maybe, or maybe you didn't eat. Maybe you don't celebrate that day for whatever reason, which is fine. I totally understand that. But if you did and you had the chance to be with family and or friends or whoever you care about, hopefully it was good for you and hopefully you enjoyed it. And, you know, we're, I guess, getting back into it until the next holiday, which is coming up in a few weeks. So get ready for that, too. But appreciation. All right. So actually, it's not going to be appreciation today. I have a question, a very important question that I want to know from everybody who's just watching and who's listening. I have a very hard decision to make, and I need help figuring out how to make this decision. So I'm trying to decide where to go this weekend. I need something to do that's really relaxed, really chill, kind of like a little getaway type of thing, a solo trip. Doesn't have to be anywhere far. I don't even have to get on a plane. For those of you who don't know, I live in San Diego, so that gives you some context on, you know, kind of what's around the way. But maybe a nice spot in a mountainous area, in an Airbnb or something, where I could do a little bit of hiking, and a lot of me time. So I don't know if any of you have suggestions out there, but by the end of this podcast, hopefully there are some suggestions of places I can go that are kind of like nearby. I also don't want to fly across country, and I'm not trying to be in the cold. So if that helps at all, I was considering Mexico, since it's, you know, not too far. I was also considering Belize, but with different types of travel restrictions and kind of the extra stuff you got to do to travel abroad outside of the U.S., that seemed like it would be a little bit too much to do just for a quick trip. So I'm thinking I'll probably keep it within the West region of the country, if anything. So if you have any suggestions of any nice, you know, national parks or any cool areas in the west part of the country, let me know. Write it in the chat. call in and talk to me about it. Oh, by the way, I got to put the call-in number for people to actually call. So let me put that in the chat right now for everybody who's watching. And I will let you know that I have a screening service. So if your number is not saved in my phone, then go ahead and say your name and then say that you're calling to be on the podcast. And then I could read that and then I could, you know, answer the call, because otherwise I'll think you're a scammer and I won't answer the call. So just a heads up, answer the prompts and you'll be able to get on. So, yes, Thursday night. This is so different and weird. Like, I got to get used to this. I'm used to doing this on Monday, so doing it on a Thursday night is just, it's different, but I like it though. Thursday is a lot closer to the weekend, a lot closer to the beginning of the weekend. And so I think that has a different vibe to it than a Monday. A Monday is like, oh, my week just started. I don't even want to be here. Not here. You definitely want to be on the podcast for sure, but you maybe not want to be at your job or having four more days to go of work. So Thursday really feels like you're unwinding and you're getting closer to the weekend. So I like that vibe, but we'll see how it goes. I'm still testing it out. I might try Friday next weekend and see how that goes. So just bear with me. So tonight we got a couple of topics, right? One of them specifically is, have you ever asked your partner or the person you're with, like the person you're involved with, a question or questions that maybe you're not ready for the answer? You're not ready to hear the answer to. I had to say that properly. Can't say that too fast. And what I mean by that is, let me give you an example. If somebody asked, like, was your ex better than me in bed? Or did you like his or her cooking better than mine? Or a popular one for guys is like, was he bigger than me? You know, referring to dick size. So those type of questions are questions that sometimes we get caught in, where we ask these questions and we don't always be ready for the answer. So that's something I kind of wanted to touch on today, is where are those questions coming from? Like, what's the root of these questions that you're asking? Is it coming from you, like you, the actual person, or is it coming from your ego? And that's a very important distinction to make, because if it's coming from the ego, then not only may you not be ready for the answer, but also the answer might really, really damage you. Like, you really might be in some serious pain after you hear whatever the answer may be. So you got to be careful when asking these questions to make sure that you're coming from a place that's very confident and very secure. Because another thing that could come out of that is, if you are asking from a place that's ego driven, then you might not only come off as insecure, but you might actually cause or start to cause some issues within your relationship with that person, because you're showing that you don't trust them, or maybe that you have some insecurities that are starting to come out. You're starting to expose some of your insecurities, which is not a bad thing, because everybody has insecurities. But to me, insecurities are something that it's okay to know that they're there, but you definitely don't want to dwell on them, and you don't want them to dictate how your relationship goes with somebody else, or your relationship with self either. Like, you definitely want to be in a place where you know what your insecurities are. I know my insecurities. I know, you know, I'm aware of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can't see it, but I'm thin and damn near balding on my crown. You know, what other things do I have going on? Shit. Recently, I had a surgery, and y'all already know there's no TMI on this podcast for me, because if I expect everybody to be open with me, then I have to be in a place where I'm okay being open with you. So I had a surgery recently that removed a mass that was located in the perineum area. I don't know if you all are familiar with that area. Some people call it the gooch, but it was basically a mass that was, you know, it wasn't the size of my fist, but it was probably a little bit smaller than my fist that they had to remove. So imagine that being there. It wasn't really an insecurity so much, but it was definitely something that I knew was there. And I knew I was conscious of it, you know? So I think the good thing about insecurities is that you can choose to act accordingly, you know? So let's say a common one for us as men is our dicks aren't big enough, right? That's, we tend to have this idea that we just don't have enough in that department. So if that's how you feel, or even if that's just something that you might have a concern about, don't necessarily dwell on it. Use what you got and try to be the best with what you have in terms of like using it to the best of your ability. It might not be a size thing. You might have a curve, or you might just have a shape that's not common, or something that you haven't seen necessarily on a lot of porn or whatever like that. Whatever the insecurity or the concern may be, take it in, accept it, and do what you can with it in terms of, you know, don't let it be a hindrance to whatever you're trying to do in your life, basically is what I'm saying. If you can, use it to your advantage. If you got a curve going in a direction, you might want to be able to, you know, explore some new angles. You might want to learn how to do things that maybe people that don't have that curve can't really do. So just like anything in life, it's just kind of like taking what you have and making the most with it, and looking at it from a point, a perspective of how can I use this to my advantage, basically. But it is a problem, though, when those are, let's call it active insecurities, which means insecurities you haven't dealt with yet. Insecurities that you still are working through and you still don't have a hold over, like you're still not, you know, secure within those insecurities. That's a dangerous time to be asking questions, because you can really, really mess yourself up, and you can really open yourself up and a relationship up to just a lot of tough conversations that y'all might not be ready to have, you know? So I remember I've asked a few questions, you know what I'm saying? Like, but to be honest, when I ask most of my questions, they're not coming from a place of insecurity. It's more coming from a place of being inquisitive and really wanting to know. And in some cases, being that I'm kind of like a researcher at heart, especially when it comes to dating and dating and sex, I'll ask questions about dating and sex to either confirm or verify, or in some cases dispel maybe a notion that I might have. Jennifer Benoit, my sister, says, that's a good point. How can I use this to my advantage? It's true. I mean, at the end of the day, you're given what you're given. And if you're either going to dwell on the fact that you got what you got and you can't do anything with it, or you're going to be creative enough to find out how to use that to your advantage. Because I do feel like everybody has something within them that makes them different. I think we have a lot more similarities than differences, but there are certain things that distinguish individuals from one another. And I think when you focus on that and you lean into that, you can really, really find your lane, and you can really move with confidence. Because again, I talk about the confidence thing a lot, but confidence really does come from the inside. It doesn't come from outer or external conditions. I've talked about it before, the fact that, you know, I used to be heavily associated. I actually had this conversation earlier with somebody. I used to be heavily associated, or I used to heavily associate my identity with my sexual prowess, my sexual ability. And then once I lost that, you know, once I couldn't get it up as I usually was able to, or I wasn't able to last as long as I used to be able to, I had to figure something else out, you know, like that. I was so tied into my sexual ability that when that happened, it basically broke me all the way down, and I had to learn to build myself up without that. You know, I had to learn to build up who I was and what my identity was without what I do in the bedroom. So once I realized that, you know, I was confident anyway that I could get back to where I was, but also the other part was, even if I didn't, I had to be okay with being good with myself and accepting who I was and where I was in life. And that's another big thing. So yeah, confidence is key. If you're going to ask these questions, just be careful. This is one thing I don't get, right? And one thing I hope, if you're out there and you're listening, you're paying attention, that you can, if nothing else, take this with you from this podcast episode. You must take inventory of where you're at in life, you know, kind of like where you're at emotionally, where you're at psychologically, where you're at, period. And before you go asking any kinds of questions, you need to find out if you can handle the answer to these types of questions. All right. If you ask somebody something like, are you still in love with your ex? Or are you still fucking with your ex? Hey, man, you need to be sure that you can handle the answer to that, because at the end of the day, the answer is going to be what it's going to be, no matter how you ask the question. The person can, of course, choose to lie or tell the truth. That's up to them. But if they choose to tell you the truth, or if they choose to lie just to maybe get a reaction, you need to know that you're going to be in control of your emotions and your ability to handle whatever is being said. So don't ask questions that you're not ready for the answer for, or that you're not ready for the answer to. And make sure you're in a solid space before you ask certain questions. Jennifer also says, I think it boils down to self-awareness. I agree. Self-awareness is something that is key in any growth process. And even if you're in a relationship with somebody, self-awareness is super important, because that person that you're with, that person that you're dealing with, ends up being a mirror to who you are. And so you see a reflection of yourself within that situation that you're in. If things are healthy enough, and if it's not a too toxic a situation, for lack of a better term. But yeah, so ask questions you're ready for the answer for, or you ready for the answer to. I don't know why I keep saying you're ready for the answer for. It sounds like that's how it should go, but that's not how it goes. There are a couple other points with that too. So, by the way, how y'all like my couch? Nice? Yeah. I'm getting a cover this weekend so I can protect it from things like what's in here and, you know, other stuff that might end up falling on it and destroying it. But I'm being very careful right now, though. Don't worry. So another question, right, is like, so what's the difference between how do you not look vulnerable or insecure when asking certain questions? That's another thing, right? Because those questions I just used as examples, you could ask those, but depending on where you're coming from, you may look, you know, you may come off as very insecure. You will be vulnerable in that situation, regardless of whether you're secure or not, but you may come off as insecure. And also, the person who you're asking a question might not think that you're ready for the answer. So they might answer it however they're going to answer it, depending on where your relationship is with that person, because honestly, they could go either way. They could lie. They could be honest. They could tell you what they think you want to hear. So it's important to establish first a certain baseline of respect and a certain baseline of expectation in terms of communication. If the person knows that when you ask questions, you want the truth all the time, then they'll give you the truth, even if it seems kind of harsh. And even if the question might be a little bit of a hard-hitting question, but at least they know that you'll respect the answer and you'll move accordingly. By the way, three people that are watching, don't forget my previous question. My first question when I first got on was, where should I, or if you have any ideas or any suggestions on where I could visit this weekend for a little solo getaway, go ahead and write that in the chat for me, please, if you don't mind. If you have somewhere, if you don't, then that's fine too. But so another thing that fucks us up, right? I kind of brought this up, but when you're dealing with somebody and you start comparing yourself to somebody else, oh my God, you talk about a recipe for disaster. You're asking about other people. You're asking about exes. You're asking about past lovers. You want to see how you compare or how you stack up. And people do this to either elevate themselves, you know, make themselves feel better about, you know, where they're at, or they use it to beat themselves up further about where they're at. And in either case, it's not a good look. The only person you should be comparing yourself to is the highest version of yourself. That's it. So if your highest potential is here, then that's the only measure that you need to use, you know, in terms of figuring out where you're at and where you need to get to. You shouldn't be looking at what an ex did or what, you know, people in the past have done, because that's not going to do nothing. It's not going to do nothing but make you feel worse, or it's just going to add unnecessary stuff in the situation. So don't even do it. But comparing ourselves to other people is something that I think most of us are guilty of. Maybe not most, but a lot of people are. I know I am. And it doesn't help. It doesn't. It puts unnecessary pressure on you. Ricky2JZ says, hey, nice mug. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. It's all right. By the way, I got merch that will be dropping soon. I'm trying to get my merch out before the end of the year, actually. So those links will be on my podcast moving forward. I just got to figure out which company I'm going to go with, because I'm looking at a few companies right now, a few online companies that do the drop shipping, and they handle everything for you. Only thing you have to do is design. So Black Nomad is one of my designs. The shirt, the Sex Mechanic Podcast, is another one of my designs. So I got a couple things in the works that I've gotten samples for, but I'm trying to figure out the logistics of which one I'm going to go with specifically. So before the end of the year, you'll have more information. Check my Instagram as well, of course. I have some stuff posted up there too about where you can find shirts, hoodies, backpacks. Yeah, trying to put out my goal by my birthday next year, which is in April, is to be wearing, or at least half of my clothing will be clothing that I've designed and gotten printed out myself. So custom designs by me. So we'll see how that goes, but I definitely got some nice designs out. So hopefully you're on the lookout for it, and I will definitely get that information to you once everything is set in stone, but it's still a work in progress. But thanks, Ricky2JZ. I appreciate you. So don't forget, we also have in the chat my number that you can call in order to join the podcast that way and maybe ask me a question about sex. By the way, even if you're not in the chat right now, if you're just watching, if you know me personally, then you know the number to use, and you can use that number and hit me up, ask me a question. You will be on air, but nobody has to know your identity unless you want them to. And we can talk about some stuff. We can talk about, you know, whatever you want. It's all up to you. So whatever you want. Got to get rid of these ads that be getting on my in my chat, yo. Oh, an error occurred? Okay. My bad. Yeah, bear with me. Just because I'm a sexologist talking about sex doesn't mean that I need spam about naked girls in my chat. All right, so so we got that, right? We're not going to be going forward. We're not going to be asking questions we're not ready for the answer for. And moving forward, we're also going to make sure that we are secure within ourselves about certain things we have going on. You know, we're going to find a way to be secure within certain things. And if you're not, then at least be aware of it. You know, be aware of your insecurities. The worst thing, one of the worst things, is for somebody to call you out on an insecurity that you haven't become aware of or you haven't dealt with yet. That is, ooh, that's like somebody telling you you got shit in the back of your jeans after you used the restroom and you didn't know it. You know what I'm saying? That's like the equivalent of that. Like, you just don't know it's even a thing until somebody else points it out. So definitely kind of become more self-aware. Self-awareness is so big. Become self-aware and learn what it is that you have going on and the things that maybe you're not so happy about on yourself, and just accept it. You know, the more you accept it, the more others will accept it as well. Sometimes you get it to where other people accept it, even if you don't, but the more you accept it and you just take it in as this is a part of who I am and me, that's it. It's hard for people to deny that, you know? You said, what are you talking about, Ricky 2 Jay-Z? What? What'd I say that was what worthy? He's probably talking about the shit on the back of your jeans. I'm just saying, if you just came from the restroom, you just did your thing, and somehow I'm replaying the whole situation, and even though it's kind of fucked up, it'd be kind of funny though. and you know, somehow shit gets on your jeans, man. You don't realize it. On the back, and somebody else points it out. Like, that would be devastating, man. Are you saying yes? Like, that's what you're talking about? Yeah, okay, what's the problem? I think that's a fair analogy to use. All right, how's that battle going? He told me that tonight, Bone Thugs and Harmony versus 3-6 Mafia is going on right now. A versus battle. So I'm wondering how that's going on. How y'all think that'll go? Like, Bone, well, see, this is the thing, and we're gonna go off topic for a moment, because when it comes to music, art is very subjective. Oh, not yet, it hasn't started yet. Okay, cool. Thank you for the update. Art is very subjective, right? So it's hard to say that one won or lost, even after it's all done. All of these verses, like, it's all about preference. I think they had one that was 112 versus Jagged Edge, right? No Shades, Jagged Edge. But anytime people bring the two as a comparison, it's 112 all day. Like, harmonized wise, to me, they sound better. They got more hits. I mean, but that doesn't mean they won in the verses. The verses is like your best 20 songs against somebody else's best 20 songs. So it's kind of like, you can't really lose. It's more about who likes who better. There are people that swear by Jagged Edge over 112. Okay, cool. You know, I'm not one of those people, but at the same time, I respect it. I think I got a couple Jagged Edge albums. Yeah, I got a couple of them. But yeah, so it's whatever. But we'll see how tonight's versus battle goes. I'm a semi Bone Thugs and Harmony fan. More of a Busy Bone fan than anything, but you know, we'll see how that goes. That'll be interesting. So yeah, still no calls yet. What's up with y'all? I know people got questions. Y'all tripping. I know y'all got questions. Y'all aren't scared to ask me questions live on YouTube, are you? I hope not. I will not share your identity if you don't want it to be shared, I promise. And a lot of other people may have questions that you're not asking, or the same question that you're not asking. Real shit. You'd be surprised how many people go through similar stuff and don't realize that other people are going through some of the same stuff. By the way, it's a nice little mix I got going here. So, I mixed sparkling wine, but a really dry sparkling wine, a Brut. They call it a Brut, with a rosé cider, which is not as sweet as just a regular cider. It's a little less sweet because it has like Riesling and I want to say something else in it, Chardonnay mixed in there as well. So it's a nice little combination of wines coming together and, you know, yeah, making a tasty little drink. I'm feeling it. Okay. Now, here are some ways to know that when you're about to ask a question, it's not you asking, but instead it's your ego. You're emotional when thinking about the possible answers to this question. So imagine you're thinking, or you have a question that pops up, right? You're like, man, I really want to know blah, blah, blah. And you're thinking about the possible answers, and you're just like, as you're thinking about what you would consider the worst answers, you really get, like, you start to feel the emotional, I guess the emotional effects of those answers. And you're really like, you know, it's getting to you. That's one way I would say that it's probably coming from the ego and not from you. Because if you were asking a question, if you just wanted to know out of being inquisitive or just for FYI purposes, or, you know, just to kind of gauge maybe where things are in the relationship, then there wouldn't be a strong emotional attachment. You know, there could be some emotional attachment, but it would be more like, okay, this is what it is. This is what you said as your answer or your response. I respect that. And now let's try to see where we can go from that place, you know, as opposed to this person saying their answer and you feeling like you're taking it personal. Like you're taking it as if this is a personal attack, or this is, you know, some kind of attack on your character. So that's one way. Another way to see or to know or notice if this question is coming from you or your ego is the answer will cause you to compare yourself to someone else, either to feel better or to beat yourself up further. And I mentioned that earlier. So if it's coming from the ego, chances are, if it's a question such as the ones I posed earlier, is this person better, bigger, faster, stronger, cooks better, whatever the case, whatever you could come up with. Now you're starting to put yourself against somebody else, or you're starting to compare yourself against somebody else. And that person isn't even in a relationship anymore. Like, what are you doing? You know, like, and I say you, but I mean we, you know, I've been there as well. But putting yourself in a situation where you're inserting others in the situation that have nothing to do with the situation is really complicating whatever you have going on, because chances are that's something that you haven't dealt with internally, something personally that you haven't dealt with yet. And instead of dealing with that, you're asking questions about it and now putting yourself out there, kind of exposing yourself to some degree and allowing yourself to just kind of like be out there and comparing yourself with somebody else. Comparing yourself with somebody else usually isn't a good idea, because no matter what the reason, somebody ends up looking better or worse than the other. Let me just say it that way. Like I said, either you're doing it to make yourself feel better or beat yourself up. So either way, you're either putting them down in the process, or you're either lifting yourself up by putting somebody else down, or you're, you know, putting yourself at the bottom while lifting somebody else up and putting them on a pedestal. So stop the comparisons. Get off of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not necessary. It's not helpful. You're not going to get anything by knowing or out of knowing that, you know, an ex or a past partner was this, that, or the other thing. Unless they did things that were, unless your partner brings up things that they did that maybe they didn't like and that they maybe don't want to repeat within this relationship with you. That's a different story. But you coming out and asking something like, is this person bigger than me? How the hell is that going to help you out? Okay, you know that. And how's that going to help you out? Come on now. Like, it's almost like, it's almost like you're trying to hurt yourself on purpose, especially if you're not in a place where you can handle that answer, because God forbid, you know, your partner says, yeah, he was way bigger. Like, honest, but nonchalant and straightforward, you might die. You know what I'm saying? Like, so don't do that to yourself. That's all I'm saying. Okay. No need to ask questions that won't further the growth and the growth of your current relationship. That's all I'm saying. So another way to know that it's your ego talking and not you is the answer affects your identity and how you view yourself. Yeah, I don't know why Ricky 2JZ is laughing, but why are you laughing? What's so funny? Yeah, the answer affects your identity or your self-identity and how you view yourself. So maybe after asking this question, you start to feel like you're less than, or that you're not enough, or that you're not as good as whoever you're comparing yourself to or trying to compare yourself to. This person didn't even ask to be compared to you. What? What are you doing? Like, you're killing yourself, for real. Definitely hurting the ego. Oh, you might die. I'm just saying, you might. You asked the wrong question that you're not ready for the answer for. You really might give yourself an emotional, I don't know, just you really might feel like you're dying. Now, will you die for real? Probably not, but you'll feel like you're dying, because that's the ego saying, oh shit, like, I wasn't ready for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, the ego, let me tell you something. The ego is really, really persuasive, and it's really hard to tell unless you have a certain level of self-awareness, whether it's you or the ego that's feeling what it's feeling. The ego can make you feel like you're actually dying, when in reality, it's the ego that's taking the hit. But it's going to make you feel like you're taking a hit. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, it's like that instigator. You know what I'm saying? That person that's like, oh, you going to let them talk to you like that? Like, for real? You going to let them say that? That's exactly what the ego is doing at that moment. And so you'll end up feeling like, oh, that person said something to you, when in reality, they were just telling you the truth, answering your question as you asked it. And you just weren't ready for it. And you were coming from a different place, a place that a dangerous place, a place that is not ready to hear the answer to it in an honest way. But yeah, viewing your identity or your self-identity differently. So if I was, let me give you an example. If I was to ask a partner, hey, you know, do I satisfy you in bed? And there's different ways you could ask that question, right? And depending on where you're coming from, you can feel totally different afterwards. If I ask that question, but I'm coming from a place of feeling secure within myself and really being inquisitive and really just wanting to improve the relationship that we have, hey, am I satisfying you in bed? Let's say she says no. Okay, what can I do to satisfy you then? Like, what can we change? What can we do differently to where that can improve? That's coming from a place of security. That's coming from a place of confidence, right? Now, the other side of that is, hey, am I pleasing you in bed? Or am I satisfying you in bed? And that's, let's say that's coming from a place, that question is coming from the ego. Let's say she says, no, not really. Now you're like, oh, well, it's not like you be getting as wet as you need to be. Or, wow, that's how you feel about me, huh? Like, so you feel like I can't do what I need to in the bedroom, but it could go a lot of different ways that it doesn't need to go. So a simple question can turn into an argument. It could turn into a disagreement. It could turn into something that could have been avoided. Like, before you come to somebody, just come correct. You know what I'm saying? Like, just coming away. And that could happen with men or women. I'm using myself as an example, because obviously, I mean, I'm a guy, so I used myself and a guy speaking to his lady as an example, but it can go either way. So yeah, if you associate your identity with the answer, then chances are it's an ego question and not a question from you. So keep that in mind and try to come from a place of security and a place of confidence when you ask certain questions, because you definitely don't want to come off as being insecure, and you also don't want to actually be insecure and not be able to handle the answers coming to you. So I'm going to leave the line open for a little bit, see if anybody has any questions either in the chat or on the call. You know, maybe somebody might decide they have a question about something and want to ask. I'm here and I'm available to speak about it. And I think I'm going to leave this whole call thing on moving forward, because I like the idea of people being able to call. Not everybody wants to be on camera. Some people rather maybe just their voice be the only thing that that's out there, that's exposed. So I think that'll be a good option. And sometimes people have questions and maybe they don't type that fast. So you might have a question that's very intricate, detailed, multi-layered, and it may be easier to say your question as opposed to writing your question. So that's another reason why the phone might be another good option. So I definitely like the idea of doing live calls and people calling in. And I think it's fun. I think it's really fun when people have questions about stuff and I can answer it real time, because like I said, you'd be so surprised how many people have some of the same experiences and some of the same questions. I mean, this is one of the reasons why I even created this podcast, is because I want people to see that a lot of us go through the same shit. I might call myself the sex mechanic, but that doesn't mean that I haven't experienced a lot of things within dating, sex, and situationships and relationships even that a lot of other people haven't. I'm just talking about it in a different way. That's all. I'm speaking about it from maybe a little bit different, a little bit of a different perspective, but for the most part, you know, it's all relatable stuff. And so I want people to be able to call in and talk about the relatability or ask questions that I may be able to answer for them. like looking at this layout too. How was y'all week, by the way? I haven't asked that. Did everybody have a good week? Everybody have a good holiday last week? Did you eat well? Did you enjoy time with family, friends, others? Are you excited about the December holidays coming up? Okay, so no calls, huh? Okay, fair enough. All right, well, hold on. Something happened with my sound real quick. Can you hear me now? Okay, y'all can hear me. I can hear myself now, so that's good. All right, so if y'all don't have any more questions or comments or concerns, then I will wrap it up, B, and call it an episode. This was episode number 28 of the Sex Mechanic Podcast. Once again, I'm really happy that all of you were able to join. I appreciate everybody in the chat. Appreciate everybody watching this later on or listening to this later on, wherever you like to listen to podcasts. And I'm still on a road to 1,000 subscribers, y'all. All right. Once I get to that, I'll be able to monetize on YouTube. So definitely share, like, comment, and we'll be back next week. Who knows who might be on with me. So definitely tune in, and I'll talk to you all soon. Have a great night. Peace.